I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Burkina Faso is quickly going from a peaceful nation in West Africa to an extremist breeding ground. Attacks by Islamic State and Al-Qaeda militants have quadrupled since 2017. Over 70,000 people fled their homes this year alone. Recently, gunmen in northern Burkina Faso surrounded a group of people outside, found four Christians wearing crosses, and executed them. Greg Musselman with Voice of the Martyrs Canada says this sudden rise of extremism in the country is rather surprising.
It's just been the quick acceleration, especially now directly attacking Christians, you know, looking for religious symbols as they go into communities and then, you know, attacking churches and really trying to bring division between the Muslims and Christians. And it's kind of that divide and conquer mentality.
Pray wisdom for the persecuted church in Burkina Faso. And China's been making the news in Christian circles recently for its restrictions on the church. According to Eric Berkland of China Partner, that's not to say these are new rules. Rather, just a new kind of pressure.
These rules and regulations that now seem to be new rules and regulations or tightening of regulations have been in their law and have been in their books for many, many years. The difference is that they are now actually being enforced.
Organizations like China Partner are changing their approach in response to new pressure. It means looking to local Chinese believers for guidance on how to move forward. Berkland says it's important to remember that ultimately, God is the ruler over all nations. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Ever wonder how radio impacts people around the world with the hope of Christ? Well, this month, Transworld Radio is offering a free booklet called Stories of Hope that lets you glimpse inside lives transformed by God's fingerprints. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.